This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. If you missed any of our interview with Jeff Bostic, make sure you get on the Odyssey app or Spotify, wherever you get your stuff, because it's out there, and it was a lot of fun talking to him. I loved listening to him tell the story, just running 50 gut over and over right at Randy White.
That's a little terp, isn't it?
What's that?
Randy White's a terp.
I know, yeah. this is funny. So I tweeted out one of the Jeff Bostic lines, and my man, One Slimy, responded to me. I read this and randomly remembered John Bostic. Remember John Bostic, linebacker?
Yeah.
Fast.
A lot of workout places, don't he?
Yo, big money.
Uh-huh.
John Bostic opened a gigantic, like, turf fields, gym, yeah, all that stuff down in Florida. Doing well. Another guy that's doing well. Actually, two guys that are doing well. Adam Peters, general manager of the Washington Commanders, and Pat McAfee. One of the highest paid and most successful people in sports media.
Yeah.
Well, the two of them decided to hang out yesterday. Peters was on McAfee, and they had a long, lengthy conversation. And a lot of it I wanted to discuss. I think we start with a trade, because we were talking about these wide receiver trades. Let's talk number five, Landfill. This is AP on trading for Deebo Samuel.
Yeah, that was really cool. It was actually at the combine. I was hanging out with Lynch at lunch, and we started talking about it. And, you know, obviously there's a lot of talks that go into it, but knowing Deebo from when we drafted him to just the competitor that he is on the field, he's one of the best competitors on the field that I've ever seen in my life. And just he can put a team on his back and will you to win. So understanding what type of person he was, understanding that I work with John, and you know he's going to be awesome to deal with, and then understanding our offense, which is, you know, getting the ball out of Jaden's hands quickly, and he's really good at that, and getting the ball in space and moving fast. That's going to present a lot of problems for defenses.
Thoughts?
I agree. As I said a couple weeks ago, Deebo is going to be a problem for cornerbacks. And we saw last year with Terry and Zacchaeus, all these guys, Adam gets the ball in your hands and you have to break a tackle sometimes. You know, the one Terry went the distance. He split two guys and went the distance in Detroit. So Deebo will be doing that too. Now, you don't know what side it's going to. This is going to be Terry, Deebo, and one thing I know about Terry blocks. Deebo blocks. Can you imagine them dudes going down and somebody needs one more block to get them into the end zone?
Yeah. I think the Deebo trade made all the sense in the world. Yeah. At the combine, we were all hearing it might happen. I like it. And I think this was pretty telling of Peters. Like, getting to know Adam, I knew him a little before he landed here, right? But getting to know him a lot more over the last year,
mm-hmm,
he is, they like the amount of people love during the – during the bad old days, the topic of who had final say over the 53 was like a constant talking point. Because the reality was everybody knew it was Dan.
Yeah.
But then Dan's henchman was Bruce, and then everybody knew it was Bruce. Like, it drove Shanahan crazy. It drove Gruden crazy.
Why hire guys that don't let them do their job?
Right. But with Peters and DQ, yo, technically AP is DQ's boss. But they legit work together, mm-hmm. and the whole building does. And they listened. The reason they took Connerly there is because the scout was adamant. Like, they listen to their guys. They allow their people to work and give input. And
the scout was adamant, and your offensive coordinator was like,
he wrote you a love note.
Pick this dude right here. because you know what it means? And listen, I've talked to those guys, and I've listened to players talk. Everybody's voice is heard. You know, you come in, you say something, they're not going to just whatever, dismiss it. They're going to listen to it. And they may not do exactly what you said, but they may have taken something from what you said to help them make their decision. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that makes a world of difference. I always say, if you can make people understand that you believe in what they say and you let their voice have some type of weight, you get whatever you want out of them.
Well, I thought this was really interesting. Number six, Landfill, Adam Peters talking about who he talks to and listens to on roster decisions.
Yeah, we're listening to everybody in the building, AJ, and the R&D team especially. It's really cool because it feels like there's 14 people in this one little office. It's like a big think tank, and they're all really smart, and they're all really passionate. And like a cool story this year was when we drafted Trey Amos, who's like an R&D darling. We call him analytics, we call him R&D, but when we drafted him, you could hear like a roar from like two doors down because we drafted him and that he fell to us, which was really awesome. But all his metrics were incredible, but listening to them and being their passion about whether we're making a trade, whether we're making a draft pick, whether we're signing a free agent. But then there's also the coaching aspect and, of course, the scouting aspect and everybody working together in unison and collaborating. It's been really cool, and we're just getting started. I think we're going to get better and better as the years go on.
I agree.
It really is collaborative, and all of a sudden, what has always been a joke in Ashburn, analytics. I remember, remember Ron yelling about the analytics of football. Like, they have cutting-edge stuff going now. Like, yeah. It's just, it's a different situation.
But be honest about this. You can have two different teams, and they both can deal with analytics, but they can look at it differently. Some teams only look at that, and it makes all their decisions. Other teams may look at it to enhance their belief of what they see. You know what I mean? And there are some people who will take the analytics and before they go see the person, and they wouldn't see certain people based off of what the analytics state. So it's not all just a one-trick pony. And I think some people talk it because it's what's new. They don't know what the hell is going on.
Walk it like you talk it. I loved this. We actually played this in all ears last night. number two, Landfill. This is Peters talking about when he knew Jaden was the guy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Wow. I think it was just a process of everything from the moment he got in here, the moment we flew him in for interviewing for him after we drafted him, and he wanted to go through the playbook while he was here, and he was doing like dropbacks on the plane back to flying back to LA. And just every step of the way, you could see the humility that he had, the work ethic that he had, just the way he connected with his teammates out. The fields are right over here, like out on the grass, and the way he went about everything. He earned everything he had. And so it was just kind of a step-by-step process, but you could feel it right away, what a special person he was.
Special person indeed. I think we've all seen that now. I think, you know, so much of the future for the team is indicative because of Jaden Daniels, right? Like, Jaden is just the truth in this situation. And
if you find a guy with Jaden's mindset at that position, it makes a lot of stuff easy. You know, in all my years of playing ball, I looked at the quarterback and the veteran players, and I watched how the coaches handled them, just like I watched my mom and dad with my older brothers and sisters. You find out what to do and what not to do real quickly. And if Jaden is doing all the right stuff and working his hard, how the hell can the other people complain? Especially people farther down the roster. So it makes people fall in line, and that makes coach's job easier, which in turn now tells the GM and the scouting department, we better get more guys like this. Makes your job easier. You don't have to worry about who's going to show up, who's not going to show up.
Sure. Now, one other aspect to this is – Jaden's success, for sure, but is Cliff. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I think Adam Peters and this group has, they're aware that Cliff Kingsbury is going to be a hot commodity. And it didn't happen this year, but you got to wonder. You got to keep your eyes out there. And if I'm Cliff, you know where I'm looking? Two places specifically.
Where?
Cincinnati, Buffalo. I don't know. Cincinnati, I think you could argue, should have made a change. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. Mm-hmm. Buffalo, just from a straight-up record standpoint, hell no, they shouldn't make a change.
Well, Cincinnati better make a change in the way that they pay people instead of regular and wearing my other stuff, because they better make sure that their quarterback happy.
I agree. But those two jobs, like, Kingsbury's not leaving for a job. He's leaving for a good job. This is AP... Number four, Landini. AP talking about Cliff Kingsbury and becoming a head coach again.
He's a great coach and he's a great person. But I think what's cool about here is what the culture DQ has created, where people want to be here, people want to stay here. They're having fun working, they're having fun playing. So it makes it an easy decision. If it's not your perfect role that you want to move up to, whether it's head coach or something else, you have a great home here. And really, that's how I felt when I was in San Francisco under John Lynch, where I really loved being there. But if there was the great opportunity came like it did with Washington, then I could take it. But if not, then, you know, I'm really, really happy here. And that's the culture that DQ has created within the staff here.
I believe that.
Yeah.
Yo, not only did you not lose Cliff, you didn't lose anybody.
Yeah.
That's kind of unheard of in an NFL offseason. Not even in a good or bad, like, sometimes dudes just leave to get a new job. Like, I'm not saying it in a good or bad way. I'm just saying they didn't lose anybody.
When I talked to AP in, I think it was the Super Bowl in Vegas, and I said, man, y'all getting a nice coaching staff here. He said, yep. And they all want to coach with him. And I'm like, what do you mean? I said, y'all didn't try. He said, no. All these guys came because of Dan. Not that we were hiring people, bringing them in. Cliff wanting to work with Dan. Everyone hears about how he we've seen it. We've seen it firsthand how he runs his program, how he gives everybody some authority. You know, some coaches people don't want to work for.
Totally. Some coaches are full of it, and they want to try to, like, keep credit to themselves. There's, like, all these things that happen. DQ's not one of them, man. They go out of their way to compliment the people on the staff that make decisions. It's what is the saying? You never know. It's like, I wish I could know when the good times are before they're over. Something like that. These are the good times right now, man.
Yeah.
We got more from Peters. Plus, we're giving away Wiz Khalifa tickets when we return.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.